You're listening to an Amplify podcast.
Hey, you're listening to Amplify on Sin with Alicia and Ivy. Today we have an amazing group of people with us from an original Guide and Scout production, Campbell Showtime. Welcome to Amplify. We are really familiar with you guys, but can you please introduce yourself to our audience?
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Sasha.
Hey guys, I'm Nikki.
And I'm Lane.
I wanted to know how you guys joined Campbell and how did you guys first heard about it?
I first heard about Campbell Showtime when I was doing Guides, and it always appealed to me as I always really love acting and stuff, and I got into it by signing up online. So it's pretty good.
I heard about it because of my older siblings. They did it like when they were younger.
I heard about it because of my parents. They did it, and my dad's sister did it for 15 years.
I joined a couple of years after my older sister did, and she originally heard about it from the director who she met on a completely different scout activity.
I heard that like Nikki did through Guides, just sort of like had been to the show as a kid and was like, oh, this is really cool. So like, you know, I want to do this. And then, yeah.
It's really interesting to see how the history of Campbell. I didn't know that even your parents used to be in it and now you guys are in it. Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's even a kid there whose parents met at Campbell Showtime. So there's just all this family and community that surrounds with it. And it's really great to see that happen.
That's so amazing. I joined Sin pretty recently, but I feel like that's my goal. I wanna feel like we're like one big community. What are some challenges you guys have faced as you started performing on stage and how did you overcome it?
Getting on stage after being in the rehearsal room and having like 8 weeks to really figure out what you're doing and then having to do it in front of a massive audience for the first time is really like, it's a big shift, but I found the way to get through it is literally just to tell like the people around you that you're feeling kind of nervous. Everyone who's a part of Showtime is so supportive, and it goes back to that community thing. We literally all have each other's backs when we're backstage or on stage even.
Also, last year I had quite a few lines and then I forgot to remember one, and it led into a big number with like the whole cast in it, and so they had to cut the rehearsal short and go into the next act. I felt so horrible. I had everyone's lines memorized. But it really just, it teaches you how to be resilient, and that was really good for me.
Adding on to Nikki, learning lines can be really stressful when you have so many. What I do is one of my friends at school, she does Showtime as well, and we go through lines at lunchtime just on our own, and we can go through the songs if someone has a solo to help each other. And learning blocking, when we do it, we get a piece of paper and we move our finger around to remember where the blocking is, and each other with all the different parts that we're struggling to remember.
At the start of Campbell Showtime, I only knew like my sister. I didn't really know anyone else. And then someone came up to me and was like, you started the show. And then when I started, he just like showed me around and told me everyone, and like I made all these new friends who were his friends. And like we just became like a group of friends.
I remember when I had my first show, the opening night, the night before, I cried with nervousness. And like, we're not talking like pretty crying. We're talking like, you know, but I think just that whole thing of like getting on stage made me get rid of the nerves, if that makes sense, and kind of showed me that I could do it in a supportive environment, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, I totally get that. And like, I do a bit of theater as well. Like I do YABC and like my school productions, and like I have a really bad memory, and memorizing lines is kind of like, it's really hard for me. And there have been multiple instances of me just like blanking during rehearsals. And yeah, it's kind of embarrassing, but I feel like it's part of it. It's part of like, the nerves are part of performing, and it feels really great after the show. Do you guys feel like that as well?
Yeah, and I feel like all the mistakes you make at the start, you learn from them and you just change. And it's really fun to see from the first show to the last show, how much like progress all of you and your friends have made. So
I agree with what Nikki said. Like the progress you see is actually so inspiring. I don't do theater, but I have done drama in my school. And to realize how bad I was in the start and how I was struggling to get into the character and kind of express the character compared to me in the end of the year, where I feel like being part of the character, it's actually so fun. I feel like drama was a bit hard for me, but it was still so fun. The amount of memories you make with your friends is just so cute and funny.
I was wondering, do you guys have an actor that you really admire or you were inspired from?
Bit of a weird, like I personally like admire like Lucy Durack or like someone like that. We've also, bit of a plug for like our show, we've had quite a few like famous actors come through. We've had, you know, Andy Lee, he went and he came through Sin as well. Yeah, he came through us. We claim him. And Alex Lee, his sister come through. And so like just people like that, that I admire.
I tend to end up with like comedy parts in our show. I don't know why. Every show I've done, I've ended up in some kind of like comedy role. So I really look at people like Tina Fey or like Amy Poehler as inspiration for that. Just like really funny women.
I guess it's not like real actor, but I kind of look up to my sister because she started the show like way before me, and she like introduced me and taught me how to, you know, do the show.
Sorry.
Not look up to your brother. He did a really good dodger for the school play. Just saying.
He quit.
I really look up to like actors like Johnny Depp because they every film that they do, they change their character instead of being the same character. Like they can change their voice, the way they look, and they look unrecognizable, and then they just really take in who they're meant to be.
I totally agree with that. Especially, I feel like it's so important to, you know, display their character as, you know, someone else, like actually the characters, instead of like showing your own personality, which I think some actors do with all their characters seems the same thing.
So moving on to the exciting part, can you tell us a bit about the Camberwell Showtime's 57th new comedy musical called Battle Royale?
So Battle Royale is set in a kingdom whose, I think their king is like 103 at the start of the show, and he passes away very peacefully. So his son becomes king, but he doesn't want to do it. So then we're following along with the new king's four children while they try to decide who is going to be the ruler of the kingdom now.
It's really funny. One sibling wants to become a zookeeper. The other one wants to become an accountant, surprisingly. And there's just all these wacky storylines, and it's really fun to follow along, and it will be fun for the audience as well, as I hope, but I'm certain.
What time period is set in? Is it like modern day or is it back in the days?
We're not really sure. It's not modern day, but it's kind of non-specific. Other than that, we're in like a whole kingdom with magic and monsters and that sort of stuff. But yeah, even we don't really know when it was set, and most of us helped write the show.
That brings me to our next question, actually. Can you tell us a bit about the process of making the play? Who writes it? Well, you guys write it. Where did you get your inspiration from?
So basically, there's two weekends where some like showtimers who want to go and write it go down to like a sort of beachy area, and they have two nights and 3 days of like writing, and they come up with the plot and the storyline. And on the first weekend, there's two weekends. On the first weekend, they decide like what is the show going to be about, what's going to happen, and then on the next weekend, they kind of go into like more fine details of songs and scenes and yeah.
And going like adding into those little like weekends, we also have like a couple of meetings on the Sunday, just like throughout the term sort of stuff, and that's to like sort of get ideas. And we occasionally people come in and they sort of say, this is how you do a plot, this is how you do whatever, or a song. Yeah,
that's really interesting to hear. I mean, acting is a really fun part as well, but you know, making the play, I feel like you get more connected to the play and performing, so it's really nice to hear that you guys take part in writing the play.
It's also they're developing the skills, and like they're doing that with a bunch of new people and making these lifelong friends, and it's all of these little experiences and little moments that you don't really realize it, but they're building up to like who you are as a person. And wow, really philosophical. Anyway, but it's building you up, and it's making you feel happier, feel more accomplished, and like, right, like I did this and this was a new thing and it was something I really enjoyed. And it's also like all of the music in the play is written by scouts and girl guides, and I know it's crazy, and it's like we have all of these talented people, and it's such a fun environment to be around.
I think most people would pretty much think it's nuts if you said an 11-year-old wrote a play, but in this show an 11-year-old wrote a play and it's good.
It's for all the people who think that underage people are like not that great in writing and stuff like that, because your guys' plays and all the young writer who write books, those stuff are top class. I want to dive a bit more into the part where you said that everything is done by young volunteers, for example the music, the props and everything. So who really writes the music? Is there like specific groups, or can anyone just take part in the writing, music or props?
Pretty much anyone. I know I had a friend who was really good at the saxophone and the piano and just a musical genius. He was like, oh, I know a couple of things. I think I might have like a couple of tunes written down. And then they just added that all together. And then we also have a band, which is predominantly older people that do help out with Showtime and have been in Showtime their whole lives. And then they do a lot of like the instruments, and they're all really talented. But there are like younger members that are crazy talented as well, who have been doing it their until like whole life. And yeah,
it's really nice.
So like Faith was talking about the writing weekends that we do. On those weekends, we kind of splinter off into little clusters, and there'll be groups working on a script for a sketch that could be in the show. There'll be people working on song lyrics. There'll be people like composing a song that could go into the show. So it really is like everything that's collected on those writing weekends gets fine-tuned by the production team on the show, which is made up of sort of people who've been in the show for a couple of years. But even that is like, it's all young people. Everything is run by the youth who are involved with the show, which is so fantastic.
Just like diving a bit deeper into writing weekend, I think it's just like a weekend where everyone goes and writes for just hours and hours a day, but it's kind of not, because there's like an afternoon in the weekend where we all go down to like the town area, and sometimes we go to the beach, and sometimes we go shopping and get ice cream and do all of that. That's just not like part of the show, but it's like kind of like bonding time, and it makes kind of the team of like show and everything else stronger.
I love how you guys are not just confined to one room. Like when people think of a writing space, they're usually like, oh yeah, small room, a meeting, very boring. But I
I love how you guys are going to different places. I feel like that's such a good way to get inspiration for a play. And I feel like I want to be a part of that team. That's how influenced I am right now. Talking a bit more about the play, of course, I haven't really seen the play, but don't worry, soon I will see the play. I'm very looking forward to that. But what are some of the main themes that are being explored in the play? And are there any messages that you guys are trying to portray?
Oh, without giving too much away, because obviously no spoilers, if you want to know the end of the show, you have to come and see the show. We open on the 4th of August at Hawthorne Arts Center. You can get tickets now. One of the biggest things that we always try to get across in the show as like a message is the message of like teamwork and supporting the people around you, because that's such a big part of scouting and guiding as a whole. And it really is the way that like our show lives and breathes. Yeah, we are big on teamwork at Camberwell.
And also Scouts and Girl Guides has been around for so many years, just preaching those laws of like respecting others and being nice to those around you. And the show really reflects that in a way, just within the cast and also projecting that message to the audience and the viewers and everyone who will be coming to join once they watch it, and they get motivated and they feel like happy. You feel it's something that you feel really happy doing and being a part of and watching.
I just wanted to say, like, I can really tell like the sense of community just talking to you guys, because you guys are all so nice. Like, I would love with Sin as well, with our show, I would love if we could have like days out where we just go out and like have a picnic or something. It's like my dream. If you were to describe your show in 5 words, what will it be?
I guess each of you can say one word, because I think they're exactly 5 people.
I'll start so my word doesn't get stolen. I think my word to describe the show is just whimsical.
I guess like exciting.
Yep. This one was like a really easy one to spot out. Royalty.
I guess I'll go then. And my word is opportunities.
I'm really sorry. I've got 2 words, but family and love.
I kind of want to guess what the story that it would be, just with the words. Yeah, I'm just really curious about the play.
Sounds kind of like fantasy with the whimsical, but I don't want to assume. Sounds really cool. Anyway, how do you guys pick actors for your roles? Like, do you do an audition, or is it like more of a long-term kind of selection process?
So I'm on the show's production team this year, which is really exciting. It's my first year on the prod team. Production team do run auditions for the show, but everybody who applies to be a part of the cast gets in. So the auditions are really less about, are we going to let you be a part of our show? Because of course we are. Everybody is absolutely welcome, but it's more a chance for us for everyone to get to know each other a bit better and sort of see where people might want to have a go at a singing part or a dancing part if that's something they haven't tried before.
It's also everyone in the show that auditions is getting a part, and they're getting a special part. So their parents know that they're like not doing a thing, and they're not just going and doing hours and hours to stand backstage with all like the tech team. They're going and they're going to get a special part, and they're going to be able to do what they like, and they're going to be able to sing, and they're going to be able to dance and act and make friends and have fun and learn a bunch of new skills. So yeah.
At the auditions, it's usually held like 2-3 weeks before the first rehearsal, and we split into groups of like drama / acting, singing, dancing, and like costumes and info, so that we know more about the show and so that they can see all our skills that we have, so that they can see what kind of roles would be better for us and what we want to do, if we want to do more singing or more towards acting.
I was thinking, like, even if you're like the worst singer, or even if you're like the best singer or the worst actor, you're getting a part in the show. Everyone around you is going to support you whether you're not good or you're good. Like, no one's going to like laugh at you, because like the show isn't going to be bad because everyone like supports and like makes the show and builds it up.
I think that's one of the most important things, having a safe space to act, because I feel like going up on stage is a very big commitment and it can be a scary thing. So I just love how you guys have such a good environment.
Also, like, we at our performances, we have like hundreds of people in the audience, so it's not like just a small group of like 50 people that, you know, you can see runs and stuff. So it is actually like kind of scary to look out and go, oh my god, I'm performing in front of all these people. But then you look around behind you and you go, I've got 100 people behind me and they're supporting me, which is cool.
I think, like you guys said, that you guys are very big on teamwork. I feel like it's just not teamwork, you guys are literally feel like a family, and it's just so nice to see that. Moving a bit about your characters in the play, is there a character you think that you can relate the most to?
My personal favorite character in the show is the magician. So the magician's the oldest sibling, so in theory they should be the one who becomes king, but they really aren't interested. They just want to have fun and do their magic tricks and make people happy. And I feel like that's one massive thing about Showtime, is that like everyone's there just to have a good time and be involved with the show. So I think that character really speaks to me.
My favorite character is kind of my own character, because I've got a few sketches where I'm like really dramatic. I get to scream at the others and I get to storm off of stage. And I feel like that really brings in my inner child of being able to do that in front of hundreds of people 8 times. And it's just really fun.
I gotta say, just from rehearsals, Sasha really, really embodies that character. It is so perfect. She's killing it every single time.
I guess I relate most to, like, there's this character in the show who's an accountant, and he does, like he knows what he wants to do, and he knows that he just wants to be an accountant and just go and do that, and he doesn't want to deal with everyone else's problems. He just wants to do his own thing.
I don't know if this is really relating me to anyone, but there's this little girl, and she plays the trumpet before someone goes on, and I just love her. She goes, and it's the funniest thing, and she's so sweet, and she does it so well, and she's always on pitch, and it's amazing to watch.
I am gonna go, there's a couple of characters in our show that I really, well, they're all in the same sort of scenes. One is called Gronk, and all he does is grunt, and he is an amazing character, and you can tell so much about his personality even just through his, like, always thinking, even just through his, like, different grunts. And then the other two are also in that same scene, and they're a brother and sister. The banter between them siblings is good, and it's really funny, and you can just tell, like, they've got, like, a bit of a history, but, like, kind of, I don't know how to put it, but, like, they just laugh at each other and have, you know, siblings.
Siblings. Full stop. If you were to describe your character in one word, what would that word be?
I would call mine a mess, because she messes up a lot and she stresses out. In the first act, she knows what she wants to be, but then she has no clue. She loses it. She doesn't know.
I'd say determined.
I'd say my character is a superstar.
This year, I don't have a named role, but as ensemble, I would tell myself that I am pretty, like, eager, and I'm smiley, and I do all my dances really, really well. Okay.
I'm with Nikki. I don't have a named role this year, but the song that I'm singing in, I would say, is pretty mystical.
Sorry, I think I got confused. I said a word for the character I related to, not the person I'm playing in the show. Does that matter?
Yes.
Okay. You guys, if you want to tell about your character, you can give up one word for your own character now, if you want.
Yeah. And the character I'm playing is just kind of yucky, honestly.
I don't have, like, a name role this year, but I don't really know a word for my character, like, for my singing at all.
Okay. It feels like you guys are giving me small hints about what the play is going to be like and what the character is. It's like a whole play going on over here to guess what the play is going to be about.
We're like the Masked Singer. We give you hints. We don't give you all of it.
Yeah. Like the witches from Macbeth. You don't say the full truth. You're just, like, vaguely saying what's going on. Just making me more curious.
Like I said, if you want to know, you got to come see the show.
Going on with the character things. So imagine your character is being interviewed right now. Of course, if you guys are doing the singing part, this might not really relate to you, but how do you think your character would respond if I asked them who's the worst person in the play? Try to answer, like, in character if you can, but I'm just a bit curious about this one.
So basically, I'm not doing this in character. I don't know. It's just, like, I kind of thought of this on the spot, but, like, my character has two people playing it, one in the first act, one in the second act, so I can only really relate to the second act. But in the second act, my best friend, Dusty, I'm really not interested in speaking to her, talking to her, too busy for her, really paranoid with her, and just don't really want to, like, talk to her for a while.
I feel a little bit bad now because I was going to do mine in character, but I feel like my character thinks Dusty is the worst person in the play as well. It's like, Dusty doesn't really do anything wrong, but my character is just, like, super cranky all the time and shares a lot of scenes with Dusty.
I wonder why everyone hates Dusty though.
Honestly, I have no idea, because Dusty is, like, a really sweet character, honestly. And the kid who's playing Dusty in the show is just absolutely the sweetest as well. So almost the kind of person it's, like, impossible not to like.
Do you guys ever feel bad? Like, oh my god, my character's hating this person who's actually this nice?
Answer just, I think, from what, like, I would eventually say as, like, maybe, like, the characters in the audience would think is the worst. I think there are a couple of different people. They're all relatives, and they sort of try and make a bit of mischief.
Once again, I feel like this is leaving the trail of clues. Anyway, continuing on with the character interview, what song would you choose to play when your character enters the room?
Is it meant to be a song in the show or just any song?
Any song.
I don't have a named role, but I can go first. So there's this song, and it's about the accountant, and we're all kind of like his, like, backup dancers. But for that song, I feel like my backup dancer for the accountant would probably pick Hit Him Up by Tupac.
I have no idea what song specifically my character would walk out to, but I'm playing a chef, so I feel like like it has to be a song all about food.
When you said chef, I don't know why Ratatouille was the first thing that came to my mind. A soundtrack from that.
Sasha, what song do you reckon your character would look at to?
It's kind of hard to think of a song to go with my character because, I don't know, there's not really much, but there is this one song where I do run in and everyone in the chorus is pointing at me. They bob down and they point at me and I'm kind of just there, but that's the only one I really can't relate to. I don't know any other songs that would relate to my character much.
That moment in the show is one of my favorites because it really is just like that character's big moment and it's so cool to see on stage.
We have like this bit in the song where it's like close to the ending and all the main singers are singing something and all the others are singing another thing, and I feel like the thing that would relate is like the Lion King bit where it's like Awin Mo'e, just like time when they're walking.
Yeah, we've got one part in the show where like the meanies sort of say are winning, and I feel like quite the song, but like just a song of like dominance would kind of come in there. Would you agree? Would you guys agree, Grit?
I would definitely agree. For those characters, anything that's like a little bit dark and creepy just would be perfect.
I was just wondering, like, what's your guys' rehearsal process like? You've talked a bit about like meeting up and working on songs, writing the script, but like for me, like I do YABC and we have 45 minutes like singing, dancing, acting with different coaches in like different rooms. But I'm just wondering, like, what's that like for you guys?
So I probably won't be able to explain the whole thing, but we mainly do every Sunday. Sometimes we'll have whole weekend rehearsals, which is Sunday and Saturday, but they normally go from 1 till 8, which can be a lot for the first years, but everyone normally gets too used to it. And there's 2 breaks and we go through a couple blocks. I don't know exactly how much, but we do have 2 breaks and that's all I can really tell you.
So when Nikki says blocks, the show is broken up into blocks with like a couple of sketches and maybe some songs, just so we can kind of separate out the rehearsals, and everybody has something to do in every block, whether they're in a sketch or a song. So every rehearsal we try to hit like 2 or 3 of the blocks really hard, and we'll have like half an hour with some of the production team from the show, and they'll like go through the script with us, teach us the song, teach us the dances and all that.
And also in between breaks and the rehearsing, we have patrol like activities and little bits where we talk with our patrols. So that's when it really like originates back to its core of this is a scouting, this is a Girl Guides event. So it's like we each have our own patrols and they all have like names from Shakespeare. So my patrol is called Titania and I'm the patrol leader for it. And it's really fun. And it's also a good way to get to know more people like more intimately, maybe people that you wouldn't talk to more often. And yeah, especially it's really good for the first years because then they get to like talk to more people when they get scared and stuff.
This might be a silly question but I've never heard of patrols. Like what are they?
No, that is a perfectly good question. So in like every like Girl Guide Scout unit, we have patrols and they're basically just like a group of like 5 to 7 kids that are mainly around the same age or something, but it's just like little, it's just a way to like group everyone up so everyone gets to know people better.
It's sort of a system. It's like your whole group are all good mates with each other and everything, but your patrol is like your little family within the big family. So like everybody else in the cast are your cousins, but your patrol are like your siblings.
Like in your patrol, when you're doing something, there's a chance where you have a chat to your patrol, and there's sometimes where you play a game with your patrol, and every patrol has like a little like chant. Whenever they say like your patrol name, you do that chant.
There's also a bunch of patrol activities in between. So I know last year we all want to sell tickets. The aim of the thing is to sell a bunch of tickets because it is like a really expensive thing to do. So as long as we can keep selling tickets and getting people in the theater to come watch, which everyone who is audio listening right now should definitely do, well, you get to the top of a pyramid and you can win prizes and stuff. But also last year there were 2 patrols that were at the bottom of the pyramid and weren't doing too well. And then their patrol leaders got ice bucketed and it was really cold. It was the middle of winter. So they definitely learned to get their numbers back up.
Also, our patrols do patrol activities outside of rehearsals. So I know this weekend is a weekend rehearsal. So we'll all be rehearsing Saturday and Sunday. And after rehearsal on Saturday, some patrols have organized to go and have sleepovers as like a team bonding thing, which I think sounds really, really fun.
It will be. It will be.
I love this patrol idea. Like is the perfect way to get to know each other. Plus the ice bucket challenge one. That's a great way to motivate someone to be more competitive. I love that. I know that as you guys said before, that everything is prepared by young volunteers. I wanted to talk about the poster of Battle Royale, which for people who might not have seen the poster, to kind of explain it, is basically like a golden jewel crown in the middle with 4 hands with different nail colors trying to grab the crown. You can also see some animals, coins, and playing cards. I just wanted to ask who designed it and what's the meaning behind it?
I don't remember who's designed it, but the meaning behind it, all the hands reaching for the crown are all the siblings, the magician, then the zookeeper, then the accountant, then the princess. And they're all reaching for the crown because they're all the ones who are in line for the crown, but only one of them really, really wants it and needs to get the other ones not to want it so that she can get it. But that's why the hands reach up.
I love the idea of putting coins and stuff like that, because when I first heard about it, I was like, I could have guessed what the hands are probably the main characters, but what's the coin and stuff? Now it makes so much sense. Speaking of the design, I think you guys kind of touched on it a bit about the you guys go into small groups and then someone designs a costume and props. Am I right?
So a lot of the costumes and props are designed, or like not so much designed, but while we're writing the show on writing weekends, or the production team will make little notes and be like, this character should be holding a book. We want it to look like this. And then our amazing tech team builds like all of our props. So they'll read it. And our tech team, I think there is an age limit on joining the tech team, which from memory is 14. And that's really just a safety thing because they're working with a lot of like heavy machinery and stuff to build and move our sets. All the design and like organization of the props and stuff, again, it's just done by the people in the show.
That's so cool. And speaking about the tech team, I was wondering, can the people in the creative and tech team perform like as well in the show, or is it a fixed team?
It's sort of like, it's a bit fluid. It depends sort of what parts and all that sort of stuff.
Most of the time, the people in the tech team have been doing the show for a couple of years, and they've decided they want to delve into the passion for doing tech and learning about that. And what is that? So, you know, that sort of, that becomes their passion, and they still interact with the cast, and it is still their family.
We have plenty of people who go back and forth between cast and tech for the show. Most of the people who are on the creative team for the show are in either cast or the tech team when we get to the theatre, which is great. And there's a lot of cast who help out with tech stuff sort of before the show starts as well.
Speaking of that, have any of you guys like worked with the tech team or been in the tech team before?
Not particularly, but a lot of our like older cast will be sort of either like helping out with makeup or helping out with that sort of stuff. And I've, or like sort of helping out with like a little bit of props. So we sort of all just sort of fill in where needed and help out.
The older cast members in the show are generally asked if they're able to help unbin, which is what we call it when we move all of our sets and our props and everything into the theatre when we're going to perform. So I got to help out with that last year, and I'll be helping out with it again this year. And it's really fun. It's a great time for us to sort of hang out with the tech team and learn a bit about like all the super cool stuff they do to make our show run. So literally everything from like our stage manager who sits side stage and has a headset, and he calls to everyone. He's like, okay, they just said the line to cue the lights. So then he'll go, lights stand by, and the lights know when they need to go. And it's like, if the tech team wasn't there, we would all just be standing in our scout uniforms on a dark stage with nothing on it, and no one would be able to hear us.
As you guys work with each other, and I feel like you guys have a lot of experience in acting and different part of Showtime, is there any advice you want to give to someone who just started theater acting, or any lesson that you learned along your journey?
Truly just to be confident and go for everything. Take every single opportunity you get handed to you. Don't take anything for granted. Be nice to everyone. Don't try and prove that you're better than anyone, and always be really supportive and nice, and never think that you deserve something. Think that you've earned it. That's my spiel.
I'm going to jump off what Nikki says. The biggest thing I've learned is that you might feel silly doing something, but nobody thinks you look silly. Like, no one is judging you in a space where you're all learning new things and trying new stuff. So really, you can just let go and try whatever it is you're feeling. And the response might just be like, that didn't work, we'll try something else next time. It's never, ever going to be, you're not good at this, because everybody feels like they look kind of silly when they're doing it.
Basically, if you get like a talking role, like a named role, try like experiment with how to say it, like which words you're going to express more, because it really changes the sentence on which word you say longer. And try different like accents, try like take in your character. And with singing, like really practice a lot, and then they can like get really good. You can get surprisingly better than you would have thought you can. And stress as least as you can. I stress a lot with my lines, but my friend helps me with all of them, and I've pretty much got all my lines by now.
I think the piece of advice I would give would sort of go off everyone's sort of what everyone else has said, is just like, just go with it. So indeed, if you forget a line, the audience doesn't know you've forgotten a line, so you can just go with it, and you can sort of, you know, lean on the people around you. Or if you like, I don't know, I do this all the time, you're dancing and I go left, everyone else goes right, make it in your moment. Go, you know what, I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing, and everyone else is going to do what they're doing too, but we're both going to rock. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I definitely feel that. You always feel like you're going to make a mistake, and a lot of the time you will make a mistake. I make a bunch of mistakes, but the improvising, that, oh yeah, I do theater sports at school as well, and that's like, you kind of get to practice. Have you guys heard of theater sports? No. So there's a club at my school called Theatre Sports, and like it's basically it's drama, it's acting, and we do a lot of improvisation. So say with Space Jump, it's one person goes in the scene and they start a scene, and then someone else goes in and like takes it in a completely different direction, and like you kind of don't know what's gonna happen, but you just play along with it, and that's helped me in terms of like overcoming the fear of messing up, because nobody knows what they're doing.
Adding on to what everyone else said, but like in the show, like don't think they are kind of like better than anyone, because like you're doing the same show, and it's just you might add to it, but you're not gonna completely change the show and make it like revolutionary. You're just gonna make it better.
I was wondering, are there any personal goals or group goals that you guys want to achieve?
I think our group goal every year is just to make the show as fun as possible for everybody involved, really.
I'd say like our group goal is to like, the main goal of like Showtime is to like keep on bringing in new generations to the show, and like keep every year trying to like make younger kids want
to
do it.
A personal goal I have for myself is to be able to portray my character well, and like not just the way she talks, but the way she acts when she's not talking, the way I walk, the way I do everything, because it would really change the character. And the more I think about it, I can really think of a new way to come do something, and it really could change my whole character a lot to make her better.
Just doing things that you're not used to and doing them well and doing them to your best potential.
I feel like all those goals are very amazing, and I hope you guys get to achieve them pretty quick. I wanted to ask, do you guys have any like tradition or like a chant you guys do before going up on the stage?
I don't really know if we have a chant when we start, but like a tradition is like the younger kids will like do, we have like our song, like our big show song, that's like the main song that we all do every show we do it, and there's a tradition of little kids doing like the intro, and I got to like do that last year.
Like what do you mean by like a song?
So the show, every single year since the show was started, the finale of the show has been the same song, and it's like the Camberwell Showtime theme song. It's called Scarves of Blue, because we all have our blue Camberwell Showtime scarves on, and like they've said, every year some of the first years they sing the first verse of the song before everybody else joins in, and it's a really really cool moment, because like that's acknowledging that they're like the new generation of Showtimers, and that it's really cool to see like there's heaps of people in the show now who are like a lot older, who were scarf kids when they were like in their first year of the show.
So going on to the scarf tradition, Scarves of Blue originate from our blue scarf. Every year at the end of rehearsals, so rehearsal 8A for us, which is tomorrow, which we're super excited for, we get to like give all the new kids their little scarves, which is super sweet, and they all get announced, and every member of the show gets announced, and they like kind of get the, like they get the scarf placed over their head, and it's really sweet. Like the families come and watch, and we all sort of support them, which is really nice in like a whole like ceremony. And we also recognize like people who have been in the show for like 20-25 years and all that sort of stuff, and get life members, which is nice. So that's part of like our tradition on the sort of older end. And then after this ceremony, we have a formal dinner, and we all dress up and we all have a whole heap of fun, and it's no rehearsing, it's no anything, we just sit with our patrol, we have fun, we talk to our friends, we get up, we dance. Nikki, you want to talk to that one?
Yeah, I'm chair of the Showtime Council this year, and so me and another girl that's in the Showtime Council are running scarf presentation, so that's incredibly daunting. I'm sure I will pronounce everyone's names wrong, but aside from that, we're also running the games, and that should be a really fun way to like commemorate the day. We will be something that people will remember for like the rest of their Showtime career, or if they stop doing Showtime, they'll still think about it and they'll come to all the shows, because they will. And yeah, and so I hope we have a bunch of games that the theme is, you guys first know, coronation and royalty. So it's based off the show. Everyone will come dressed up and it'll be really fun. And
I feel so lucky being one of the first people to know that. I'm really curious about this personally, but who is your biggest diehard fan? So someone who hypes you up the most.
Oh, that's someone called Emmy. That's our pink hippopotamus.
I can't believe you demoted her to just a pink hippopotamus. She is Showtime. She is our hippopotamus, and she will eat all of the first years. And she's just amazing. I don't know how to.
Emmy is like the big boss of Showtime. So she comes to auditions to meet all the first years for the first time, and she watches every performance we do from a different spot in the theater. So it's always a little game that we play while we're performing to see who can be the first person to figure out where she's watching from.
That's so cool. And I love like the boss is like seemed like such a fun person, and the small game that you guys play to spot where she is. Do you guys usually win in that, or sometimes you just can't find her?
I suck at it. I've never won the Maltesers, and to this day I'm still salty about it. I will win the Maltesers this year, trust.
Yes, I believe in you, Nikki.
I've only noticed Emmy one time, and then I couldn't find the person that we were meant to tell, like, once we'd seen her. Or I didn't win the Maltesers either, and I'm salty as well. So you and me, Nikki, this year, we're getting those Maltesers.
Especially you. You were, like, this close, like, getting the Maltesers. It's okay. I guess this year is your year. Just like you guys said that you guys have, like, a small song that you guys sing at the end with the first years. This is kind of like a small ritual that me and Ivy made. Whenever we have a guest, we ask a specific question to them. So if Battle of Royale was an ice cream, what flavor would it be?
Okay, so you know that taste when you like swallow blood, like in your mouth, like after you like lick a hole? It'd be that. Because if you think about it, crowns are made of metal. So it'd be like metal.
I was going to say rainbow because like there's all different colors and all these different characters and everything. So we've gone like the opposite ends of the ice cream spectrum there, I guess.
Wait, I'm curious now. How do you know what a pole tastes like?
I had an adventurous primary school time.
Oh, okay.
I love the description that he did. It was like so detailed and I feel like I know exactly what taste she's talking about. It's like the blood taste with the blend of metal and the rusting.
Like the metallic taste.
Yeah. But then like the saltiness of the blood. I don't know if the blood is supposed to be sweet or salty. But unfortunately, our interview with Campbell, well, Showtime has come to an end. But don't worry, we still have many interesting segments coming up with them. So stay tuned for that.
Now, before we go on to our next music break, do you guys have any parting comments?
Everyone should come and see Campbell Wells Showtime. We are performing from the 4th of August till the 12th of August at Hawthorne Arts Center. And tickets are available at campbellwellshowtime.com.au.
And I know you guys are dying to know what character they were talking about, what exactly is going on in the place. So make sure you guys go and check it out. Also, where can a listener find Campbell Wells Showtime on social media?
So our social medias on Facebook and on Instagram are just Campbell Showtime, just, you know, regular Campbell Showtime, at Campbell Showtime, yeah. And on the website, it's just www.campbellshowtime.com.au.
Thank you guys so much for coming on Amplify, and it was really cool to chat with you guys. Like, I really want to be friends now. Now, don't forget to check out the full version of this interview on Omni, Spotify, Google, and other platforms, and stay tuned for upcoming segments with Campbell Showtime.